Are you tired of getting emails and phone calls from people you don't know wanting you to enroll in their Medicare plans? Do you want to know your options for retirement communities, assisted living, and home health care services? Would you like to stay up to date on local issues that matter to you?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
My grandchildren, Hank, AJ, Ozzy, Brannon, Heath, Riley, Josie, and Mia.
If so, welcome to Well Preserved with Eunice Court. Well Preserved is the longest running senior focused radio program in Oklahoma. Preserve your health, your wealth, and freedom to live life the way you choose. Now, here is the host of Well Preserved, Eunice Court.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey, and I have some amazing guests live in the studio. Welcome to Saturday in Oklahoma, the only state that can have 18 degrees in the morning, and by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 55. So hope you didn't slip on the ice this week. Just be careful. We're in that time of the year. Live in the studio with me today, I have Tara Harden. She is the director of Triad with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. And I also have Jennifer Buckles with Apex Home Health. And we're going to be talking about some different things today. So if you want to stay safe, I got a twofer for you today. I've got two great guests. As always on Well Preserved Salutes, we honor a senior in our community that makes a difference in people's lives. Patrick Nibben has been a driver for RSVP Provider Ride since July of 2018. He has given 167 rides to Provider Ride clients. He makes sure they're able to get to their regular doctor visits. Pat has served over 500 hours of his time giving back to the community. Pat thoroughly enjoys getting to know each client and helping them stay independent. Pat drives all over Oklahoma County on a weekly basis, taking his clients to different appointments. When he's not volunteering, Pat loves working outside, and he also loves to travel around the United States visiting family. Thank you, Pat Nibben, for your volunteering spirit. And if you would like to volunteer and make a difference in seniors' lives, give RSVP a call at 405-605-3106. Again, that number is 405-605-3106. The Well Preserved Salute is brought to you each week by Complete OK. Complete OK provides home health, hospice, and palliative care for all Oklahomans. Complete OK is family-owned and operated and wants you to be free of pain, to be at home surrounded by family and friends, and to have your wishes known. Call Complete OK at 888-948-0088 for home health, hospice, and palliative care. Complete OK, neighbors caring for neighbors. And Pat is our number 999 Well Preserved Salute. So, Mike Gannon, you know what we're doing next week?
Next week's the big one, isn't it?
Next week's the big one. There's going to be a limo that's going to pull up. It's going to happen on Monday. And if you would like to come out and join us, we'll be at Pelicans at 2:30. I think the limo will arrive between 2:30 and 3.
All right.
What an amazing story this lady has, and Jim Dalzell with Pelicans nominated her.
All right.
She's going to be pretty cool and spiffy. I understand she's a Rosie the Riveter.
Okay, then.
We're going to dig out some good music for this lady. But it's an honor, and who would have thought 20 years ago when I talked about Uncle Ralph on the radio, just kind of shot from the hip, and because it was his 80th birthday. And I thought, well, that's a big deal. You know, we're going to share that. So Saturday, I'm just shooting from the hip talking about Uncle Ralph. And the next week, I got a call. I wish I had written the lady's name down or remembered it. Lord knows. But anyway, she says, hey, my Nana's going to be 80. Would you talk about her?
Oh, how sweet.
And the rest is history. We've had a lot of amazing stories. And I love it when it's those true Oklahomans that have made a difference, you know, in people's lives around our whole state. So it's fun.
999 salutes later.
I know. I know. 2023, we're still here. But it has been fun and, you know, just sharing their lives. And I love it when we go out and interview them and they say, oh, I ain't never done nothing. I don't know why you're talking to me. And then you get to start listening to their story and you think, oh, wow.
And they're just a bundle full of history.
Oh, yes. I know. And we need to share those, and that's what we love doing every day. Well, you know, we kind of did some changes last year. We retired the Tahoe.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I know.
We retired the Tahoe.
I don't know where you're at when I'm driving around town.
We also unwrapped it because, you know, the insurance, you had to take the wrap off. But anyway, we started a program called Payback Saturday. And what Well Preserved sponsors do is every quarter we will give away $1,200. So if you're a nonprofit and you support a senior program here in Oklahoma County, go to wellpreserved.info, look for radio icon, and scroll down. There's the little happy faces with the money. Please fill out an application because the quarter will be over with the end of February, and we'll have a new recipient in March. So here you go again. Nonprofits in Oklahoma County that support senior programs, go register because we love to share the money, and we'll bring you a big $1,200 check.
Woohoo!
We've given away $3,600 so far.
And it's gone to such worthy causes as well.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love Nana's Closet was our first.
Mm-hmm. And they were on the television a couple of weeks back, too.
I know.
And got special recognition through Pay It Forward.
Oh, I did see that. That was wonderful.
And that's a story about a lady that was dealt with her granddaughter, mm-hmm. kind of a surprise. And, you know, she kept thinking, what if somebody else is in this situation? So here was an individual that stepped out and made a difference in people's lives. And we were able to share some money. And she's received several grants since then. So I'd like to think we're getting the story out. Mm-hmm. We're helping those programs that probably during the pandemic really got hammered and didn't receive funds. So it's just our way of saying thank you. Let's make a difference and let's roll.
Now, on your application, does the nonprofit have to apply or can people nominate them?
Someone can nominate a nonprofit, and that's what happened the last time mm-hmm. with the daycare center in Norman. Someone nominated, and we surprised her, but everybody knew that we were coming, but them. So, yeah, it's a fun thing to do.
Very good.
And sometimes they have match money. So if that $1,200 turns into $24, you know, it's a really cool way to help.
Then it's a double blessing, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's kind of like I said, we got a twofer today. We've got some great resources in here. But it's a fun way to share with the community and just give back. Okay?
Yes.
All right. And with that, we are taking a break. We will come back with Tara Harden, Director of Triad with Oklahoma County. This is Well Preserved News Radio. 1000 KTOK.
Are you tired of receiving emails and phone calls from people you don't know wanting you to enroll in their Medicare plans? Would you like to be able to call someone that you know who will cover all of your Medicare options? Are you getting ready to retire but concerned about outliving your money? If so, give the Well Preserved Advisory Group a call at 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
When is the best time to consider living at a retirement community? What do I do with all this stuff? Can I afford to live at Spanish Cove? We help break it all down for you in a relaxing atmosphere with no hard selling. Our goal is to help educate and find the right place for everyone who walks through our doors. Live life the way you want it and see for yourself. Call Jill at 405-354-5906. Visit us online at SpanishCove.com.
This is Deputy Tara Harden of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office with your Triad Well-Preserved Senior Safety Tip of the Week.
This time of year, many people are cleaning out their old records, and when you do so, be sure to shred or burn any old paperwork that may contain personal information. This includes canceled checks, bank or credit card statements, and even old utility bills that could provide a criminal with pertinent information to run a scam or to access your accounts. You can purchase low-cost shredders at most stores that carry office supplies or inquire if your bank offers shredding services. Lastly, be sure to remove labels with personal information from items such as prescription labels or magazines before disposing of them. With the rising rate of scams and fraud, protecting any and all of your personal information has never been more important. If you'd like more information on how you can avoid becoming a victim of the latest scam, fraud, or crime targeting seniors, please contact our office at 405-869-2567 for information on free monthly classes near you.
This is Deputy Tara Harden of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office with your Triad Well-Preserved Senior Safety Tip of the Week. For more information on Triad or SALT Council meetings, please contact me at 405-869-2555.
Sponsor of the day is Complete OK, Neighbors Caring for Neighbors.
Return the sender.
News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved, and I am your host, or what's left of her today, Eunice. Live in the studio with me today, I have Tara Harden. Tara is our director with Triad with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, and you have got some great news. I love it. What is it?
Yes, ma'am. We are live on the air now.
Woohoo!
Beyond right now.
but you actually have a video with
yes,
it.
Yes, our classes. Yeah. We partnered with MetroTech starting just last month for the first time, and we're going to be doing our monthly classes through a Zoom, and they are also recording them and then posting them as a webinar. So you can participate in the interactive Zoom class once a month on the third Wednesday of the month at 2 o'clock, or you can watch the recorded version anytime at your leisure.
Well, that's pretty dadgum informative, because one of the things that came out of the pandemic is, I love it, my clients know how to use Zoom.
Yes.
And instead of driving into the office, if they can communicate with you, you know, we've all learned. They laughed at me because I would be saying, Hunter, come here, get me live. Or Mike Gannon would walk in, he'd just shake his head. But it was a way for us to communicate, still conduct business.
Yes.
And know who you're talking to.
Right. Even doctor's visits went online. Mm-hmm. And this is the, if you haven't used Zoom before, it's the same type of premise as the online doctor's visits you may have participated in. And it's interactive. You can ask questions. I get the questions from the moderator while we are live on the air. And we can, it's a fully interactive class. So the class that we're hosting on the third Wednesday is both in person and Zoom. So there will be people sitting in the classroom with me. And then there will be people, actually, we had people from all over the United States sign into our first one. So it was very fun.
Super exciting.
I know. And then, you know, of course, with the webinar being recorded and posted 24 hours a day, it allows you to either watch it at your convenience or to go back if you maybe missed something or, you know, I remember she said something about this. What was that? You can go back and watch it again.
It's kind of like a replay.
Yes.
Take notes, because when we do classes, I always give people note sheets and I tell them, I don't remember what I said. So that's why I have to write it down.
Yes.
And you go back to your notes. So it just reminds you. So the next one will be February the 16th?
Yes, ma'am. February the 16th at 2 p.m. You can, actually the 15th, February 15th at 2 p.m. You can log in by going to metrotech.edu. That's metrotech.edu/events. And if you'll look for the crime prevention series, that's where you register for the class. You do have to register to get the Zoom link, or register for the webinar, either one. But once you register for the webinar, the recorded version, it just populates and you get to watch it. But this allows us to keep track of who's watching and how many people are watching and all those.
And where they're from.
Yes, and where they're from. You also, if we have handouts for the lesson, you get those downloaded and sent to you. So you can participate fully in the class.
One of the things I like about the downloaded documents, and we could teach a class on this, Tara, is how to show seniors to save a PDF open it up, and that way you don't have a bunch of paper file.
Yes.
You can just have your fraud account.
Right.
You know, a big
right.
folder, and lesson number one, because I always title what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back and look at that.
Yes, and you can, speaking of titling the lessons, each of the lessons are already laid out for the year. So you can look ahead already on that metrotech.edu site and see what the lessons are. I encourage people to not pick and choose. I promise you, you'll learn something from every one of the lessons. And sometimes when we think it doesn't apply to us, it applies to us most.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd encourage you to do all of them. However, the lesson plan for the year is already there.
Okay. Third Wednesday of each month.
Yes.
Register at metrotech.edu.
Yes.
/events. Look for crime prevention.
Yes. Yes. Okay. They have lots of events. So look for the crime prevention. And of course, you can take advantage of any of their events. But
oh, and if you pick up a brochure, the new brochures from Oklahoma County Triad, you have a QR code.
Yes, ma'am. If you see me at any of the events around town, be sure to stop by and pick up the new brochure. Or we have new business cards with the crime prevention series on it and a QR code. You can simply use the camera on your phone, and it'll take you right to the website to register for those classes.
And I think it's interesting, during the pandemic, the restaurants went to having QR codes.
Yes.
And it took me a couple of times to sit there and figure it out. Mike Gannon was laughing. Yes, I saw that. But once
Eunice,
I got
me
it.
Too. My kids had to teach me. So, you know, you're never too old to learn new tricks, I guess.
But once I figured it out, you didn't have to touch a menu.
No.
And you could just figure out. So QR code for the Triad prevention.
Yes,
classes.
Now I have to put in my crime prevention tip on the QR codes, though.
Okay.
Make sure the QR codes have not been distorted. In other words, one of the things that the scammers are doing is putting a sticker over an old QR code. Well, you and I can't read a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So when it pulls up that website, look at that website before you automatically go to tap on it and make sure it is where you want to go.
Okay, I'm playing with the QR code right now.
When you put the QR code, it'll populate a website. It'll tell you what it is, and then you tap on that website. Double check that website before you go ahead and tap on it.
And one of the things we were talking about, we set up a QR code at the office, and Carrie went online and found one, and she says, oh, this one's only $125. Well, y'all don't know, Eunice, it's my $125, and I'm going like, So I send it to Kyle that does our IT, and he said, get off that damn website. It's from China. He said they're free, and he sent me a link.
Yes.
And so I was sharing that with Carrie, and I said, we have to be careful, you know, because there are correct places, like if you are a business, to go set up a QR code. And I found out it wasn't that hard.
Yes.
But, you know, I always double check before we start linking our agency to anything.
Yes, absolutely. And I do the same. I'm very careful if I'm going to put out links or anything like that, because those links are a terrible way for your devices to get infected and for people to start hacking your devices. So I'm always very leery about links.
Pretty cool.
Right there it is.
Your host.
Eunice did it.
I did it. I put my phone on top of the QR code, and this little link comes up. It says crime prevention, and there you are. You can see it all.
Yes,
that's
you can.
Very cool.
Yes, ma'am.
Very
so
cool.
So we're very, very happy with this partnership with MetroTech and the wonderful online capabilities that they offer. They are just a wealth of information for us and have been a big help.
Well, I know our people that come to the Triad meetings, they're busy.
Yes.
They're busy, so sometimes they'll have an appointment and maybe have 20 minutes to get there. So if they could just take a deep breath, use the technology, either go online or get on the QR code and just pull up the event, they don't have to run all over town.
That's right. They don't
gas
have to
ain't
run out.
Cheap today.
That's right. The lessons that I teach now, it's at 20 locations every month with this Metro Tech edition. It's at 20 locations.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're geared to where you can jump into any of them. If you have an appointment that, you know, conflicts with your mm-hmm. normal place that you go, it's fine. You can jump in at one, you know, on another day. However, this online option really expands that. And in addition, if someone's sick and they simply can't go right. and be with other people, or we realized also that we were missing a lot of caregivers and the mm-hmm. people that they're caring for because they simply cannot get out to a location and come. So this is a great opportunity to get that information to everybody.
And I can't think of a better group that probably needs the information more than a caregiver because
absolutely.
They're struggling through their situation. And do they get phone calls? Oh, you bet.
Yes. Yes, bet. Ma'am. Or they're
the phones
online
ring all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those phone calls or they're online talking to, you know, what they think is their old lost friend from high school on Facebook, but it's really not. So yes, they absolutely are the ones that need it the most. And then we also have a lot of older adults that are still working. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people are still working and simply can't come during the day when these classes are. So this opens
an
up
opportunity. You can take your lunch hour late.
Yes, yes.
What a deal. Well, I'm excited about it because the more we can get information out into the community and let people know it's available, mm-hmm. you know, you're in the driver's seat. You can tune in. You can listen, and hopefully the bad stuff doesn't happen to you.
Yes.
Or you can recognize it when it's your neighbor.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've already had a testimony actually come through from our first class that we did in January. A lady that was logged in to the Zoom class reported back that it sparked her to go check her parents' mm-hmm. Checking account, and sure enough, her mom had fallen for a fraud and mailed a check. And the check was washed.
Washed.
And
let's come back with
yes.
that. Washing checks is a big deal. That's
yes,
why
it
you
is.
Use gel pens. Okay, this is Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Are you tired of receiving emails and phone calls from people you don't know wanting you to enroll in their Medicare plans? Would you like to be able to call someone that you know who will cover all of your Medicare options? Are you getting ready to retire but concerned about outliving your money? If so, give the Well Preserved Advisory Group a call at 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790.
Well Preserved is proud to announce a partnership with Apex Home Health and Hospice. Apex Home Health and Hospice is a locally owned company with 30-plus years of clinical experience. Apex stands apart, delivering the highest point of care to each of the patients they serve. Apex accepts Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and private insurance plans. Remember, you have a choice for home health and hospice services. If you need home health or hospice, Apex is your choice. Call 405-525-0118.
Seniors in OKC, great news if you have Medicare Advantage. Archwell Health believes there is a better way for Oklahoma seniors to get health care. Their primary care doctor office is in Oklahoma City. They offer same-day appointments, only treat people 60 and up. They see fewer patients and have more time with you. Best of all, their primary care centers are near you. Locations on Southeast 15th Street, Southwestern Avenue, and Northwest 23rd Street. Call today to learn more or schedule a tour. 405-251-8885. That's 405-251-8885. Or visit them at archwellhealth.com.
Sponsor of the day is Complete OK. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Pretty soon I'm singing.
Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Well Preserved with Eunice Corey, live in the studio with me today. I have Jennifer Buckles with Apex Home Health, and I also have Tara Harden, Director of Triad with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. Before we went to break, Tara said something about washing. So we're going to talk about
laundry
and
day,
it's not
right?
your laundry. But after we get through with the Mercer Adams quote of the week, we're going to share that with you and how it affected a business that we have here in Oklahoma City. Mercer Adams quote of the week. This is one of my favorites. It's not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells what kind of life you have lived. Helen Walton, of course, they're the founder of Sam's, Walmart, all those places that we go and spend our money and have to be careful. But anyway, Tara, when we went to break, you were talking about washing. What are you talking about?
Check washing is unfortunately a huge problem right now, and washing checks is literally what it sounds like. The criminals are stealing checks out of the mail and washing off the amount and who it's to, remaking it out to themselves or the fake ID that they have, the name that's on the fake ID, for a larger amount, and then cashing those checks.
Oops.
Oops is right. So it's a big problem. There's a couple of things you can do to protect yourself. First and foremost, always, always, always use gel ink on your checks. If you are writing a check, you need to have a gel ink pen or a fraud-proof ink pen. Do not use ballpoint on your checks. Additionally, leave your checkbook at home. Checks should never be out and about anymore. If you are going to a store and you know you're going to write a check, take a single check with you, but quit taking your checkbook. And lastly, if you're mailing checks for your bills, you absolutely have to take it to the post office and put it inside the wall or hand it to your letter carrier. The big blue mailboxes, the criminals are fishing the mail out of those big blue mailboxes and then retrieving the checks out of there and washing them and committing the check fraud.
So you don't mail your checks and you don't mail your ballot. And that came
from
the,
now we're getting political.
Okay. Well, you don't, dang it. I mean, I mailed something that was really important 2 weeks ago and they don't have it yet. And it's here in Oklahoma City, and the address is right, and the zip code is right. So we ended up taking it over there.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Yep.
Didn't work. So,
And you know, who knows? Maybe that ballot got fished out of the mail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was better than catching a trout, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's much more lucrative.
Yeah, but your business had to learn the hard way, didn't it, Jennifer? Because y'all had an issue.
We actually did have an issue not too long ago where our company and several companies that were in our complex had been using the blue mail container, and someone decided that they wanted to go fishing and took several companies' mail out of the big blue box. And so we, you know, so anyone can be a victim to this. So definitely heed the caution of handing your mail to the postman and or driving it over to the post office and putting it inside, not just at the big blues at the street. So
well, and you get your exercise, you get
you
to meet somebody new, and you think it's a waste of time, but there is nothing worse than trying to have to track what was stolen, making sure it gets canceled.
And getting recovery.
That is no fun. So the extra 5 or 10 minutes we take going to the post office, and our postal workers really do try to do a good job. So, but they're getting help from outside people that don't wear the uniform, you know, that don't have a job, but they have a job stealing your stuff.
Yes. I was going to say help is used very loosely there.
The help. Well, you know, the critters show up. It's just, you know, when you have roaches, you kill them.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, that was rude, but but maybe, you know, you put a stop
to it.
You put a stop.
Yes.
And the best way is to develop that army of people that are informed. Okay?
Yes, and that's what my classes are all about, is providing people with simple, basic tips that you can implement in your daily life to protect yourself.
And Tara, I'll tell you, every time I've heard you speak, I take away good things mm-hmm. that I can use and apply with my own life or those lives of the seniors that I'm working with.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's Jennifer, my goal, is to learn something new every time.
Right, right. And, you know, if you've got your eyes and your ears open and your mouth shut, you can learn stuff during the day. I mean, listen and watch. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that the hard way. But it is informative. And, you know, our main goal is to make sure that we follow what God's law says. He puts us here to take care of his people. Okay?
Absolutely.
So every time we can do that, even with your information, Tara, or working with Jennifer, because when y'all hand packets out, when you call on a client for home health care, your packets are not only about what Apex Home Health and Hospice does, you're covering other bases.
Definitely. There's lots of care option information there, and we have support staff that can help provide direction as needed when different entities and different situations occur.
And you're in unique situations where people are very vulnerable.
Yes.
They're needing home health care, and a lot of people in the in our area don't realize they have a choice.
They do.
They don't have to go where they're told to go. And I say that loosely because a lot of times when you get the discharge papers 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday at the hospital, you get this packet and they say, this is who we recommend or this is who we use. And that patient thinks, oh, okay, so this is what I've got to do. So life is about planning.
It is. It is. There's definitely always patient choice for choosing any type of care that you are provided, whether it's home health or hospice or your physician choice or your hospital choice, those kind of things. So Apex is locally owned, and we've been in business for about 7 years and really serve the central Oklahoma area with nursing personnel and therapists, physical and speech and occupational therapists, and really work with families and individuals who need care at home.
And customizing the plan, because I have to tell people, I broke my elbow. Let's go get the joint that's the hardest to heal. And I thought I knew, you know, good resources and everything, but I have to say hats off to Jennifer, because if it weren't for you, I would have been in therapy that I couldn't have done, okay? And that's just getting down to, like, I was not qualified to do what one of the physicians told me to do. And you just looked at me and said, I don't think that's going to happen. And within 24 hours, you had straightened things out. You know me personally, and you know what I can do. So you kind of had an edge on helping me. But I'm personally saying thank you to everybody out there, because if it hadn't been for Jennifer, I may not be as far along as I am right now in therapy.
Well, thank you.
Because we don't bounce when we're seniors.
Well, but I'm telling you, if anybody knows Eunice, she's kind of like the Energizer Bunny.
Yes.
So when she got slowed down last year, we had to take notice and get her back up to speed. So
you're funny.
We all felt it when she slowed down.
It takes a village.
But knowing, you know, who to call on the resources and everything was a huge help. A huge help, because you get a lot of, I call it age discrimination with our doctors, and I don't think they mean to be that way, but they kind of look at your date of birth and go, oh, yeah, she ain't going to be able to do this, so we're just going to do that. And, you know, I'm stubborn. And
you're in good company today,
yeah,
you know.
Well, but you look at the options and how you can do that. And that's why, to me, it's so important to have companies that are home-owned that do take an interest in what's going on in your life and don't just ask you what your condition is. They're kind of looking at what they think you can do and maybe get you a treatment plan to go with that along with the doctor's orders.
Right. Individualized care. Mm-hmm. And that is so important.
Well, and I'm rolling along. I'm doing fine, but it made me very aware of what I've been talking about all these years, and I'm going like, wow, people go through this.
It's a humbling experience.
Very humbling.
And you and I had a conversation. I recently had an experience where I had a humbling experience medically. And so we are in healthcare derivatives.
Right.
And so, you know, when you have to walk the same walk that you're walking, that you're telling other people to walk.
Right. It's like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
It's happening to me.
Exactly.
And it can happen to you.
Exactly.
With that, we are going to come back. This is Well Preserved on News Radio 1000 KTOK.
Are you looking for a new alternative to senior living? Eden Care Homes offers a traditional family home setting for older adults where your loved ones can receive the special care and attention they deserve. That is the Eden Care difference. Eden Care Homes has brought a new approach to assisted living in Oklahoma City and Edmond. Space is limited, so schedule your tour at Eden Care Homes today at 405-285-5983 or go to edencarehomes.com. And remember, there's no place like home.
No matter where we go, the Spanish Coast spirit follows us. It's in the air. It's all around. It's in the people who live here. As a life care retirement community, we offer opportunities to live a free and independent lifestyle, which means you make the decisions when your health needs change. You won't catch us standing still. We are breaking new ground every day. Live life the way you want it and see for yourself. Call Jill at 405-354-5906 or visit us online at SpanishCove.com.
Seniors in OKC, great news if you have Medicare Advantage. Archwell Health believes there is a better way for Oklahoma seniors to get health care. Their primary care doctor offices in Oklahoma City. They offer same-day appointments, only treat people 60 and up. They see fewer patients and have more time with you. Best of all, their primary care centers are near you. Locations on Southeast 15th Street, Southwestern Avenue, and Northwest 23rd Street. Call today to learn more or schedule a tour. 405-251-8885. That's 405-251-8885. Or visit them at archwellhealth.com.
Sponsor of the day is Complete OK. Neighbors caring for neighbors. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Wake up, Mike Gannon. We're at the end of Well Preserved. But before we went to break, Jennifer Buckles, who is with Apex Home Health and Hospice, we were talking about personalized care. I'm a good testimony for you, Jennifer. Thank you for what Apex did for me last year to get me up and rolling. And it is important to have that personalized care. So how can people get a hold of you?
We can be reached at 405-525-0118, and that will be the number to Apex Home Health and Hospice. If you have any care needs that you are needing some nursing visits or some therapy visits, or you have a loved one who may need to be receiving some hospice care for a disease process that may be towards an end-of-life situation.
Mm-hmm. And you are local, so when you call 405-525-0118, it's right here in Oklahoma City.
Absolutely. You're okay. Going to get a live, real Apex-owned employee.
Sounds a little okey, but here they are.
Okay? Exactly.
But I really appreciate, and thanks to Mike Charbonnet and the group there, fantastic service.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Miss Tara. Lots going on with the Oklahoma County Triad. Let's give those contact numbers again, because the webinars, the Zoom meetings. Girlfriend, you got a lot. You got a new brochure.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, a lot going on.
So if you want to contact me about any of the classes, you can do so by phone at 405-869-2555. I do teach 20 classes, so I'm out and about a lot. So please leave a message, and myself or my assistant will get back to you. But that is 405-869-2555. 2555, or you can send me an email. It is tara.harden@oklahomacounty.org, and that is Tara, T-A-R-A, dot Harden, H-A-R-D-I-N, at oklahomacounty.org. And then you can always log in for the, or register for the Zoom classes or the webinars by going to metrotech.edu/events. That's metrotech.edu/events.
Okay. And if you're listening out there and you need a new brochure and you're close to the office at 4800 North Mayfair Drive, we keep a stash of those at the office because we try to hand those out to people all the time. They come in for insurance and they go like, what's this for? This doesn't have anything to do with Medicare. Kind of does.
Kind of. Actually, we're going to, in September, we're going to be talking about Medicare and Social Security fraud. So,
right.
Yes.
Right. And as Ray Walker with the Oklahoma Insurance Commission said, that was a $1 billion business last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a lady call me this week that had an unusual claim that was on her Medicare number. And she said, I didn't have this done. I said, number one, you call Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you call Ray Walker.
Yes.
Okay. We need to report those because if you didn't have it done, somebody's got your number.
Yes.
And they're using your health insurance to take care of their body.
He is a wealth of information, and he's actually the one coming with me in September to teach. So
how cool is that?
We have lots of guest speakers this year.
Okay, great resources. And joining Triad is really very expensive. I mean, it costs you your time.
Yes, 1 hour, 1 hour a month. Yes, that's the cost. That's what we ask you for.
You get a big ROI on that. That's a return on your investment.
Yes, so, we hope so. That's the goal. That's
and sometimes the goal. You bring snacks.
Every once in a while, we do have snacks. Yes, yes. In some of my groups, we have ladies that bring snacks quite often.
Oh, I know. They show up at my office with fudge and good stuff, homemade stuff.
Yes, I had some very good homemade chocolate-covered peanuts this week, I will confess.
Well, there's nothing like, and I love that camaraderie with the Triad members because we are a little army out here in our community, but we're out here to help make sure that the perpetrators don't come in and take advantage of our friends or us.
Absolutely. Okay? And that friendship and that camaraderie does come with those in-person classes, mm-hmm. but the information you can get online now.
Right, yes. Right. Well, you got either or. I watch church online, but I get more out of it when I go.
Absolutely.
So same applies to Triad with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office.
Great example, Eunice.
Great example. Great
example. Yes, it is a great example.
And we'll be bringing you more information on those fall events because Ray Walker is, he is our number one resource. Medicare actually pays, I think, his salary. He works for Medicare, but he is at the Oklahoma Department of Insurance.
Yes.
Yep. So if there's a problem.
he's your go-to guy.
He definitely, well, he's helped get some people's Medicare reinstated that was part fraud, part just goof-ups.
Yes.
So, yeah. And that can be...
Yes, you're right. Sometimes they can be very manipulating and deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's why I think being on Well Preserved every Saturday and having the opportunity to share these programs in the community may not happen to you now, but if you get that red flag and that little brain fires in and you're going like, oh, I heard that, you'll know where to contact.
That's right. Okay? That's right. It's about having the resources when you need them.
Absolutely. And you're also on our website, wellpreserved.info. Thank you, Miss Jennifer, for coming in today. As always, a pleasure to work with Apex Home Health and Hospice. Look alone.
Yes.
Yeah, I just dropped that on you, didn't I? Mike Gannon just sits here and shakes his head. You just don't do that to people. I mean, it's the eye signals here. You guys would love to come and sit in the studio with us. It is a hoot, for sure.
It is fun.
It is fun.
You never know what's going to
happen. Keep you on your toes, for sure.
There's lots of facial expressions that the listeners can't see.
Oh, my gosh, I could never do TV. Never, never. It would be like Mike Gannon would be going like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. But Mike, you know, we've been closing with grandkids for a long time since Mia was about four. So I give you my grandkids, Mia, Josie, Riley, Heath, Brannon, Ozzy, AJ, and Hank.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless the USA.
God bless. I will see you next week.
Well Preserved is intended to give general advice related to the subjects discussed on the show and is not meant to replace the advice of any professional, such as your attorney, CPA, or insurance agent.